Shkoti Day, the Torah, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
In the Zmiris Lel Shabbos from Rabbeinu Arizal, there's a stanza, Erava Kamei Dis Yisrael Amei Diyazanag Lishmei B'Mesikim V'Dushim. It was Amra B'Shem Tzadikim, I saw it in the Havas Yisrael, from the Visioner, Yisrael Avoida, from Slonim. Then his Tzadikim said that the Bakosha is Yehirava Kamei Dis Yisrael Ami, that one should be able to be Mamshich, the Avoida, the Kedusha, the Shefa, the Brochas of Tishrei of Agansior. One could add just rumors in Svarim. That is the hemshich. Yirava kamei, this is your amei. Dias aneg lishmei b'misikun of dush. Where did the sweetness of dvash come in? Because everyone, we discussed many, many times that every one of the Yud-based chachi hashonah has a different sir of shem avaye, the way the Yud-kevavke is spelled out. What is the sir of the month of Cheshvan? The Shabbos Kodesh is the Rish Kodesh, Bezer Rish Kodesh Cheshvan. Udvash Hayoim Hazeh Havaya. Roshet Tevis Havaya, Lema Freya. So Cheshvin is connected to Dvash. You're not going to be a genius to work out the Shaychas of Chodesh Tishrei to Dvash. And therefore, the Tzemach Tzadik of Vision is right that the Sefer Tevis Udvash ends with what letter? Shin. Yes, 300. Mem, with a Mansapach Mem, a final of Shos Mem, is Gematria. 600. Havaya, hey. Hazer, hey. What do you got? Rabbi Yisai, wake up. 300 and 600 and 5 and 5 is 910. Which is Gematria? Tishri. Hello? The it's written Svarim that some bring it b'shem the Savak Adish of Rishon, others I thought the Tzemach Tzadik brings it b'shem the Rishon, the Yismach Yisrael brings it, he heard it from his father b'shem the Kodesh Tzur Magid, that Cheshvan is Miloshin, the Gemara, Loshin of the Gemara in Megillah, Rechushe Merachshin Tzisvosei. Our lips are still moving from the tefillah to the hemshich, cheshvan to the hemshich, from Tishri. And therefore, says the Shai Lemer, the Knesser, chodesh cheshvan plus udvash hayoyim hazeh avaya, the tefillah of Shevaya, is 1098, which is gematria tshuva shleimah. And mar cheshvan plus udvash hayoyim hazeh avaya is gematria 1020, which is shuva yisrael adashem likech. And the Rechaim says the Dvash Hayim HaZeh Havaya is 416, which is Shuvu Bonim. All these are Ramosim that the idea of Tshuva continues in Cheshvan. I saw a Moiri to Gemara, the Vernifla. I'm not going to say Gematria today, just one more. The Tzvila Tzadik, the Lujan says a Moiri to Gemara. Tishrei, we said, is Gematria 910. Yeah? Mar Cheshvan is 604. Anyone's a mathematician, Rabbi Sternbuch, what is the difference between Tishrei and Mar Cheshvan? 306. Which is Gematria? Dvash. In other words, even after the Avodah of Dvash of Chodesh Tishrei is finished, your Mamshich Udvash Hayom HaZeh Havaya, your Mamshich the Avodah in Chodesh Cheshvan. Bechal is brought from in Slonimer's Forum. The Yisrael Avodah said that the three parshiyos at the beginning of the Torah, which is Shabbos of Orchim, and this year Rosh Chodesh, and Parlecho, are Mechuvim Kineged Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, and Sukkot. Kumt Uiz, Parshas Noyach, hello, is Mechuvim Kineged Yom Kippur, which is the day of Tshuva. By the way, who's the Balkair here? What is the last word in Parshas Noyach? Huh? In Noyach. Vayomas Terach. Bichoron. And Alangan Nun, Mansapach Nun is what? 700. And how much? So what is the Gematria of Bichoron? Rabbi Nishalom. Did you start? 910, weiter Tishrei. It's not my word, Rav, it's Yisrael said, the vision said, the chayin of Rav, like 100 riots. But the word I'm trying to say is that this Bahakdoma, that the Avoid of Parshas Noyach is the continuation of the Avoid of Tshuva. Asher Alkin. I want to speak today a bit about the Indian of Tshuva, the Kesher of the idea of Tshuva. And let me just begin with a simple word. Everyone knows Noyach is Sadik, Tom Hoy, but the Roysov, the Zrashi, Yesh, Rabbi Seinu, a Dershim, the Shvach, and Yesh Dershim, the Gnai. Doesn't say who's who, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin actually says Tafuches who's who. Rabbi Yochanan said Bidoyrosav v'le Bidoyrosachirin. In his generation, of course, the Tzaddik, but in another generation, you'd be a nobody. And Rish Lakish said Bidoyrosav v'kol shkei Bidoyrosachirin. Every sefer you'll open. What's the machloikis? The fact if you could be Derish l'shvach, why come and be Derish l'gnai? The Medrash said, take back Doma. Eila told us, Noyach, Hadot, Duchsiv, the Pasuk says, Mishlei, Pri Tzadik, Eitz Chayim. What are the payers of a Tzadik? Mitzvahs, Maisim, Toivim. And the Pasuk continues, V'lekeach, Nefosh, is Chochom, that Noyach was a Chochom, Esel, Likim, is Halech, is Rosh Sefer Tevis, Chochom, that's the Balaturim rings. Why was he a Chochom? Because he was on a Mepharnes, every, all the Brias in the Teva, for Yud Beis Chodesh. Which is like, hello, what are you talking about? Or what is the kesher between Mitzvahs and Ma'asim Tovim to the fact that Noyach sustained all of... Yeah. So, I'll tell you a simple word from the Berach Moshe, from the Satmar Rebbe. A simple word. Who's greater, a tzaddik or a bal tshuva? Hello, don't quote half statements. They're dangerous. To give machloikis, best, usually most answers that I... most answers to most questions, you say machlok is usually right. The Gemara in Brachas Lamed Dalid, the Gemara says, Omar Ruchiyah Bar Abba, Omar Rabbi Yoichanan, Kol Neviim Kol Nesnabu, all the prophecies of the future, the Udin, the glory, whatever, of the future is only said for Balei Tshuva. Omar for Tzadikim, there's like Ayin Liros, Likim Zulosech. It's like Mamish, we can't even begin to describe to understand. Rabbi Yochanan held that a tzaddik is greater than a bal tshuva. Masha Enkin or Bavo says the mokim shabal tshuva ain't the main tzaddik. What is the logic in the mile of a bal tshuva? Says the holy kedushas Levi of Levi Yitzchak ben Sarah Sarchel Chuyan Aleinu. Because since the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Peivo that if a person does a tshuva mahava is doina is nasaloi. In the famous phrase of the Holy Chasam Sofer, that a person's cheeseburger at McDonald's with the chazer flesh made of noiser, pigle, and whatever, suddenly becomes like you're eating kochim in Beis HaMikdash. Hello? Kuntois about tshuva could affect and elevate and whatever, the zdoinis, which become like mitzvahs, what even a tzaddik can't reach such a place. That's, who said that statement? Rish Lakish. Who said, G'day l'tshuva, Rish Lakish. Kum Deis Rabbi Yochanan held that tzaddikim are greater. Rish Lakish, you don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out, was himself a bal tshuva as per the Gemara Bava Metzia. He held that a bal tshuva is greater. Now, Chazal tell us, Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tafkuches, that Af al Noyach, it was Nigzer de Gzeira, because he was also part of the whatever, the mafia, right? Aber, that the Tanchum says in the Swiss Parsha, Noyach did tshuva. Mashinkin Avram was a tzaddik meikore. As the Gemara, the Gemara says in the Dorim, that Avram ben Shlish Hashanah, he cares by it. Fine. Therefore, the Torah describes Noach as a tzaddik tomim. Remember, we just had the simple space of Eva, and the Gemara said in Sukkah that they would say, Ashrei. What is the expression in the Gemara? Ashrei al duseinu shalei baisha zignuseinu. Who said this? Chassidim. Our youth didn't put to shame our old age, right? Says Rashi, kol chassid have chassid meikor. You're always so. Chassid is meikor. A tzaddik could a bal tshuva become a tzaddik? Every school child knows. Harei at the gedeshli amanash and tzaddik gomer. Even though atkan the chadashmaltz rinzich from whatever. Aber Shem Mehir Tshuva believe is the Charaya a tzaddik could be doesn't have to be a chosid, has to be a chosid. Be Kori Rashi said a tzaddik could be Mikhan Lava. Tzaddik Tomim is Pshat that even if you didn't mess up in your youth, or you did a tshuva mehava, and you reach that madrig. You with me? Hello. So who was Noach? The champion, the hero of the parsha. Noach was a bal tshuva, Chazal say. How does he compare to Avram, the tzaddik, the meikora? Hello, that's totally in the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, right? Asher al king, you understand that Rabbi Yochanan was derish lignai compared vis-a-vis Avram, Mashenkin and Shlokish. And that's why Chazal Darshan Eilat told us Noach itzaddik tomim. Chazal Darshan the pasuk, although they say pre-tzaddik, tzaddik dafka. Is Eitz Chaim, because a person who does tshuva, he attacks into Chaim. Aleim Yichyu, as the pasuk says. And therefore, Noach was able to be Zan. He got a Zag Gevaldige Bracha that he leaves like Me'ena Lamhaba in the Teva. How is that? So the Satmar Rebbe brings from the Tolcheva Zayda, that's a well known vort, that even though Kaimalon, that's Chan Mitzvah Ve'alma, Leka, that's only for the mitzvahs you're mechuyev to do. You're not mechuyev to eat a cheeseburger and then do azak tshuva mahava with the doinas lasa gezochis. That's beyond demand. For tshuva mahava, I've discussed countless times and answered 100 on the kashas they come again. For tshuva mahava, there's char mitzvah be'alma leka, and therefore Noach was blessed in the Amaika, and therefore what Noach was blessed, and he was able to, since he's a pre-tzadik, it's chayim, therefore he was able to be a chacham, a chacham, and he was able to be zon and mefarnes the whole world for 12 months. Atkan. Hayyotzi mikol anal, a simple word. Noach is a what? A bolshu. And Rashi tells us in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, why did it take 120 years for Noach to build a teva? Because the 20 years he was screaming at the people to do tshuva, otherwise there'll be a marble. Kumdois, the whole matora of Noach was to bring Bnei Doiri to tshuva. Hello, you with me? Hello. So Al Kaponim came from this whole raid. Sai Noach personally was about tshuva. Sai is he was bechiach people to do tshuva. Is the charaya tshuva helps for everybody, even a goy, a ben noyach. Tshuva is effective. Agreed, like this was cover posh. Hello? To which we ask the obvious, glaring $64,000 question. We see, by the way, throughout Chumash, throughout Tanakh, that tshuva helps. Hello? Mm-hmm. You remember there was a fellow called Adam Arishon? Hello? And he sinned, and he did tshuva. And he had a son called Cain. Manasseh Bedincha, Sisi Tshuva, Benes Pasharti. And then you remember there's a guy called Yishmol, I didn't discuss here, so Yishmol did Tshuva. And his Tshuva was effective. How do you know Yishmol's Tshuva was effective? Says the Rebbe of Yonason, famous Raya, right? You know any Tanoim by the name of Yishmol? Yeah, like Rabbi Yishmol was there, yeah. The Gemara says, "Yuma lemaskin b'shmayu." You don't call a child after a rosh. The charai Yishmol must have done tshuva. Babu and the chulu. It wasn't too long ago. You may remember Yom Kippur, hello, and Day of Atonement, right? And that mincha time, you read a mafter called Nineveh, where the prophet Jonah goes. Yeah, you remember the story, right? And they did tshuva, b'shavu, right? And they were saved. Is the charai tshuva helps for a good? Shtelzich the whole shaila. This is what I want to talk about today. This is the topic. How do we know that tshuva helps? The Sefer Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Samach Dalet says because the pasuk apart. No, say darbel b'nei Yisrael isha kiyasu yilchatos odom biyisvadu es chatos v'mashu. Also, from here we learn there's a mitzvah of tshuva and vid. Hello, who is this mitzvah given to? Yisrael. So mehechet teisa that tshuva should help for a goy. And if I had the time, this is not just a subject for a half hour shir. This you could write a mamish a sefer on the subject. Right? I've discussed it like in passing, fleeting times, 100,000 times here. Believe it, right? So the shaila tells us how possibly could why should tshuva help by kohanal? And there's numerous sources, and actually in the slichas Sain Gedalia lists a bunch of people who did tshuva. Umehem b'nei Noach. is the charaya tshuva helps for a goy, and so brings the Rabbeinu Bechai and Kav Zakevach and other sources. Hello? Yeah? Why should tshuva help for a goy? Hello? So, I'm going to... there are so many Makiris in this. It's like I have on my desk, in my office, like piled stacks of photocopies that I made from all Svarim HaKadoshim. Actually, there's a big Rav in Eretz Yisrael, where a whole country is called Sama Dechaya, where he brings 27, I don't have it, and it's not Yodi, but 27 different Terutzim from Chaim Plaji, right? To Faker, why Tshuva only helps for Yid, not for a Goy, and he adds his own 9 reasons, ends up with 36 reasons why Tshuva helps only for Yid, not for a Goy. I went through the Satmar Rebbe's Forum, President Satmar Rebbe's Forum, another dozen different Makiris, that whatever. Sugya Amuka, which appears in many places, that it seems to be a Midrash's Chalukas, whatever. The Satmar Rebbe says, Dos Gufes, the Machlekes, the Birchel, and Rish Lakish. I'm going to big pilpul and Sharfa, the Bicharifim. But the bottom line is, there seems to be a whole Sugya, Ashla Ravava, if Tshuva helps for a goy. Let me just, I can't go through everything here because I have no time. I'll give you a simple Mahalich, the Sefer called Pnimi Bei Midrasha, which is Malakit, like just the basic outline of the raid, and then I'll try to explain a simple Mahalach. The first he brings from Rabbi Chanan Hashem Yikim Damav and Koivitz Aris in the back, who says that he heard from his Rebbe, the Holy Chafetz Chaim, very simple vort, that Be'emes, if a person does Tshuva Mahava, right, then the Tshuva's Mahana, the Tshuva's helps, not mitzad the apostle, mitzad asfor. How do I know? The Gemara says in Kiddush, a person, whole life he did pyramids. It was steep. And afterwards he's toya al rishonis. He regrets, Rachman al-Tan, having done all the mitzvahs. Then tzitkas atzadik won't help him be a mur. He will forfeit all the reward. All the goodness, all the achievements that he achieved. Your toya al rishonis, you regret. Right? If you regret the good that you did, you forfeit it. So what if a person sinned? For logic tells me, I don't need a pasuk for this. Logic tells me, right? That if you did an aveira and then you regret it, you should nervosa to chafetz chayim. This only helps if you do shuv meham. If a person is toya al rishonis mitzad, he's scared the Eibush that will send down a bolt of lightning and strike him down. He's as biyisurim. So he's not toya al rishonis. He's toya on the repercussions, the consequences of aveira. Then ink can help, right? For that you need a chiddush of a teira, and that you only have by yidin, and you don't have by a goy. Tifer Gedef. In every aveira, there's really two parts, right? There's the whatever the aveira is. It makes no difference. Kalak v'chamura. There's a merida in malchus shemayim. Number one. The Eibush said, "Azoy," and you just forget. You're married, Melchus Shemayim. A second thing: every avera in and of itself has its pegam, its pegam in oilus, right? So when a person does tshuva and he's betoya al rishonis, right? Yeah, that the bad that he did, kumt ois the merida in Melchus Shemayim is off the table, right? Yeah. When is that true? When he did tshuva? So it could be, right, that if a person would do tshuva mahava, whether a yid or a goy, and it's a logical process, right, then it should help even for a goy. Aye, what about the second idea of tshuva, the masakin, the etzeb pagam, which is unique to each aveira? So here already the Ramchal says in Derech Hashem and the Nefesh HaChayim from Chayim Volozhiner, a goy is not, his actions don't have consequences and repercussions in Shemayim. The idea of a goy is that Shibibis Bein Noyach, the world is like Soyubra, Lashavis Yitzhara, he got to make the world, it should be a jungle, it should be a civilized society, right? But it doesn't have that ramifications, Lemayla. So the only Chesoron in his Aveira is the what? The Meridan Malchus Shemayim, once he regrets it, he has charata, etc., etc., then he's clean. Yeah, so that makes sense. All of the Makiris that we have, that in Tanakh, that a goy does tshuva, it helps to what? Get rid of the Meridan Malchus Shemayim. So far, so good? Very simple. Nervos. The problem is that there's a medrash Tanchuma, there's a Pizuta, I got a whole Makiris in Chazal. A simple example, the medrash Tanchuma says in two places, one in Parshas Tzav, one in Parshas Zinu, but the stir. Yisa Hashem Ponov Elech. Elsewhere it says, the Eibishter is an Eibishter Asher Lo Yisa Ponov. Right? Says the Gemara HaKeitzad. For Yidin, the Eibishter is Nois Ponov. Right? For Goyim, it's Loi. Right? Why? Because the Eibishter, a person does tshuva, the Eibishter is Nois Ponov. Yochel Vakol, Talmud Loimar, Elecha, Yisa Hashem Ponov Elecha, the Loi Lu'umas Oilu. Kumtois, the Medrish is Mufurish, that tshuva only helps for what? For Yidin. It doesn't help for Goyim. Hello, Earth. Oy, bazoi, hadr kush. According to the Tanchuma, Sifrei, it's a bizuta. Kumt ois. So why should Shuba help by all of the above? Aldom, Kayin, Yishmol, Ruvain. I don't know. You go to the Linde, etc., etc. You see, as Unkle says by Sidoim next week's parsha. Yeah, is the Eibishter says, I will go down and I will see. If they did tshuva, they will be saved. They don't do tshuva, they're finished. Hello? Is the Charaya by Sidoim? Or by the Flog also, the Chazal say? They could have done tshuva and get him off the hook. Right? Yeah? It doesn't help for a goy. So one possible answer is maybe tshuva may have, according to what the Ruchana brings, of Chaim, would help even for a goy. But it's still problematic. That a goy could do tshuva mehava is itself problematic, because chesed umchatos, everything that a goy does, as we'll soon discuss, is legarmai. It's for his own, to the bittel to Hashem from Ava, like whatever. It's a bit like asking much. Okay, whatever. Eshiyim. Oh, but the Ramem Yifano in the Maimer Chikur Adin, as one of he asked the kasha how possibly did Ninveh tshuva help if tshuva did help for a goy. So he gives three possibilities to Gabi Ninveh. He says, number one, since there was a year which is Merubah B'chlusen, big population, as the Pasuk says in Yoina, so therefore the fact that there's so many people there, that Gufa was Ma'ir, the Eber says Rachmim, Lifnim Mishur Asadim, that Shuva was helped. Number two, said the Mifano, the Shuva of Anche Ninveh was Maflog. You know, the Kanes Meirish, yeah? That they stole a beam and stuck it in the central thing of the house, and when they did tshuva, they would destroy the whole house, a beat to take the beam and be mekayim the hishuv like that. As that tshuva, that is also meir rachum, right? Number three, says Rami Fano, the tshuva of the goy helps, not that the etzem helps. We'll soon discuss this. Parichus. It helps in that the eibish is marach apoy to give him a in this world. Right, and this word already the Mabit said in Beis Halikim. The tshuva of Ninveh was effective, right? That in this world the Eved should marach up, but in the next world the tshuva, a goy could stand on his head and spit wooden nickels, right? But the tshuva of the goy cannot help to get rid of the etzem haver, the etzem haver blight, and in oilam haba he'll be punished. He'll get his due retribution. But the Ravaila, in this world, the tshuva of a goy will be effective. Why is that? What's shot in it? Very simple. Because again, we said, this is it. There's two in Yonam and every Aveir. There's the Merid and Malchus Shemayim, and there's the Aveir. What the Aveir is Tutuf. Okay. Why is a person mechuyif to do tshuva? And if you don't do tshuva, it's off with your head. Not only mitzad da Aveir. Because if a person has the opportunity to come back to the Eibishter, when the opportunity presents itself, and he doesn't, the fact that you're not doing tshuva, does goof is the biggest merit in Malchus Shamayim. So you're now standing, you're now in a massive, in a situation, in a, right, in a mindset, that you are being merit in Malchus Shamayim. You're a merit, you're a Rasha, you're a Rasha, the Eibishter will give you immediate retribution down here. Masha ain't came the moment the person is what? Maharer b'tshuva. That makes him ois rosha, ois moirid, even if it doesn't get rid of the aver. Marshal, excuse me, to get rid of an avera, we know that you need the pasuk barshnosi b'svadu. You have to have bidui. If a person has hirhur balev, he has charota balev for the avera that he did, and he didn't articulate it in bidui, is the avera in the skap to get slicha mechila kapora? Earth calling. Hello, are we with me? If a person would regret, yes, charota, amuka, legitimate, real, bona fide regret for what he did in his heart, but he hasn't verbalized it, he hasn't saved it, does he get slicha mechila kapara? No. Ayid, no. Nervos, he's oisadik. How do I know? I just said before. Harayat mekudeshesli, right? So his lips didn't move. The cheeseburger just finished, right? They didn't make a bracha achrein, a garnish. And the schmaltz is still on his lips, right? Shema hirer tshuva b'libay. So to become a tzaddik, not rasha, to be ois moirid malchus shamayim, the fact that you're mahar in it, that's effective. You want kaporas avoinus. You want to get rid of the aveira gufa. For that, you need proper tshuva. And proper tshuva is enough kamina. When is there a chiyuv al pidin to be mizvada? Yom Kippur. For us. Right? But when a shasta person did the aveira, immediately he has to mahar believe in the charata. Because otherwise, he's oibid b'meriyay. B'meriyay is merida the whole time. Asher, how can I understand? When the goy does, a goy could do tshuva. To do what? That he shouldn't be in a state of merida, in Malchus Shamayim. And when is the tshuva the effective? Out here, meanwhile, he's not merida. In other words, when a person does a partial tshuva, right? What is that effective? That at the moment, he's not in opposition to Malchus Shamayim. Okay, so the Eibush is judging you not to get rid of the Etzem Aveira. He's judging you that you have a place to live in this world. You have a Dal Amnes in this world. As long as you're not a Moir, you're not a Russia, right? You're fine. We'll keep you alive. But the Etzem Aveira, that does blight. And that you only do get rid of sins with Shubham Hav. To put it in slightly different terms, let me just be maktiv. Hello. Every Rav, every Shabbos Ruven Rosha, they always start off famous Chazal, the Medrash Rabba, Vayoshev Ruven El Abur. Ruven, right? Where do you go back? The Sakai L'Tanisoi say Chazal Amar LeHakadosh Baruch Hu Me'Oilu Mechata Adam L'Fonei V'Asat Shuva. No one ever historically ever sinned and did Shuva, right? V'Ato Pasachta B'Shuva. Tchila you Ruven, first person in human history to ever do tshuva, Chayecha, ben Bilcha, your descendant, your enikel, a fellow named Moshe ben Beiri, will open up with tshuva, Shenemar, tshuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem, Elika. Aleph. You don't got to be a genius to figure out. All Mepharshim, everybody's anybody, ask obvious guys. The first person ever in history to do tshuva is Reuven. What about Adam Rishon and Kayin and Yishmael and all of the above? What? Hello? There's a famous vort, which many say, which Be'emes Rabbi Chanan says in Koivet Ha'oris, on Yevamos in the back, where I quoted before, when Be'emes Farkodmoy Tzadok HaKoyin in Takonos HaShovim, and there he explains that the Yisid of Tshuva begins from Avram Avinu, and Avram Avinu, right, inspired people of his generation to do Tshuva. But he explains the tshuva that Abraham Avinu inspired his generation, who were goyim, who were akum, right? Even though we just said the numerous makaris, he brings rishonim, kadmonim, all of whom said the barvenel and achos oves and there's the ramifano and I give a whole list of svarim makdashim. We're in the same halach. Tshuva to help for a goy. So he explains that Rav explains when you say tshuva to help for a goy, it means to be oikilam afreya. To do a proper tshuva where the aveira becomes oyz aveira, it never happened. Kilu would never happen. Or even a tshuva hava becomes like a mitzvah. Or to be oikir la aveira mikanul habo, that helps for a goy also. And al kapanim, that Avram Avinu instilled b'nei Deiri. Except, says Reb Salzberg, there's still a difference between Yid and the Goy, even in a tshuva mikana labo, in that a tshuva mikana labo for a Goy is only temporary, it's fleeting. At the moment, you chap them in a mood, and he's like, right? And soon he'll go back. Mash'ein kin Yidin, or be'etzem kedushim, this is, right? The Bulash Namaral and Gevuras, difference between Esav and Yankiv. When Esav does an Aveira, he does his Er, that's his Mahus, that's who he is. And he becomes, when a Yid does a Aveira, it's only like a bit of a shaft gets cut into your beard. It's temporary. Yeah? So even the Mikanel Habo of a Yid is permanent, but again for a Goy, it's fleeting, it's temporary, it's transitory, right? Or for a Goy, that's Pshat, there's a Chazal, a Psik to the Rav Kana, with a Shuvah Yisrael Ad Vashem Likecho. Omru, Kal Yisrael said to the Eivish, the Rebbeinu Shalom, Umar to Oysel Lechol Avinu, saying, what are you doing with all our Aveiris? Omru Lehem, Asu Tshuva, Vein Nivloy Min Oil. Do Tshuva, and they'll be uprooted from the world. Shinem, the Bible says, Yivuka Shavinu, Yisrael Vein Nenu. You haven't come. You'll search for the Aveiris of Eden, you won't find them, because all of them are Mafreya Neka. That's pshat that we say that what? By Reuven, ato pasach to b'tshuva tchilu. Aye, what about? By everybody else was only a tshuva. It was only temporary. It was only partial tshuva. You remember the famous medrash when Adam Rishon met the son Kayin? He asked Manasseh b'dincha, what happened to you? You murdered, you killed your own brother. Asisi tshuva b'nis pasharti. I have all safer just on this medrash chazal. Half. I did a tshuva al kapana mikana labo, right? Okay, that's what Reb Salzberg says. So there is a effectiveness of tshuva for a goy al kapana. He's not aimed b'meri in the Eibishter mikana labo. He doesn't get punished in this world. Ober de etzem avera blight. You with me? Another way to answer all of the above is found in Rabbi Yosef Engel. The Rebbe Mekoymis and Rabbi Yosef Engel and Beis Oitzer and Oitzer Joseph and Drashas, who says a beautiful board, and this is relevant to it. What is the chilik between BeEmes Chazal say Tshuva helps only for a Yid, not a good. Right? Not I. You find in Odom and Kayin, etc., etc. Noach, Mabel, etc., etc. That was before Matan Torah. Once, right? Because before Matan Torah, being from the Tosfos and Septuaginta, the chiluk between a Yid and a Goy was not. Everyone had in them the Neshamas Yisrael. They were all mixed up. Whatever we know in Sidoim, for example, there were Neshamas Yisrael, and Dara Mabel was Neshamas Yisrael mixed in, etc. As we discussed countless times, Ash Alkin prior to Matan Torah. Yeah, then tshuva could help even for a goy, not after, but after Matan Torah, or before other svarim bring whatever. After Matan Torah, when the goyim rejected Torah, then the option of tshuva was not available to them. That's another svarah Rebbe Dover. The same thing as for goyim before Matan Torah, doesn't answer Ninveh, by the way, because Ninveh is after Matan Torah. But yeah, okay. To understand all of the above, let's actually. Dozens and dozens and dozens of reasons. Let's go back. Emes tshuva helps only by Yidin, doesn't help by Goyim, right? Partial tshuva, mikana labo, etc., that helps for a Goyim. That's the simplest mahalach in everything. To understand why, what is the uniqueness of Kal Yisrael, where is the justice Shebedover? That tshuva helps only for Yidin, not a Goy, right? There's, again, dozens of answers to explain it. There's mahalachim to explain it. Hein alpi Kabbalah, alpi Chassidus, alpi Musar, alpi Charifus, Pilpulim, I could go on and on and on. But the simplest answer is brought in the Bnei Yisrael and Siv in various places, and all the works of the Bnei Yisrael, B'Shem Achido and others. And I said this like a billion times here, Mamish. Yidin are called Bonim Atem L'Hashem L'Kechem, right? And the din is, our relationship is father and son. Therefore, when you ask for tshuva, you say, Ashiveinu, of Vilu L'Sarusecha, Tavka father. And the din is, of Shemachal al-Kvedai, Kvedim Mo. Mashenkin Molach al-Ikim al-Goyim, the relationship to a Goy is a Evet, to a master, right? And Melech Shemachal al-Kvedai, Ein Kvedim Mo. I can show you a hundred other verlos, Abinachal, right? Et cetera, et cetera. By the way, you could only have one father. Could you have more than one king or more than one master? Yeah, about Chotzi Eben, Chotzi Rab, Chotzi Ben Chayim. So Yidin are Mitzvah Achtos Hem Shema Yisrael Hashem Lech Anuich Hashem Lech Kecha. Therefore, there's only one, and therefore you can't really undo that relationship. Right? Mashiach about Goy could have more than one. A Goy is not Mitzvah on Shituf Kitzak Haramo based on Tosfos and Sanhedrin. Asher al Kain by Goyim, there's no Av Ben relationship. It's Melech Eved, Melech whatever. Asher al Kain by Goyim helps. What's shot in that? The simplest shot is. Okay, let me ask you another question. Heck, another question. A simple kasha. Do you remember Gemara Kiddushin? A machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Bizman de Yisrael anoyik minik bonim, they're called bonim. If they're not, they're not called bonim anymore." Rabbi Meir famously says, "Ben kach uben kach bonayat." This is one of the famous Rashbam, one of the few plain shas. The general rule is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. This is one of the few places because it's Buchachim Psukim or Rekiv is Rebel that way, etc. There are whole forum written on this subject also. And we pass in like Remeir Neger Yehuda, and we pass in Ben Kach Ben Kach Bonayat. Yeah? Now I ask you a question, a stupid question. If you say that Shuva depends on the fact that Yidin are called Bonam Lamokim, Bonam Atal Shom Lekechem Elo, yeah? It means that Shuva only helps Alibud the Remeir, doesn't help according to Rabbi Yehuda? That is ridiculous. We can't. Hello? Huh? But the Vaili is a shagis. The Vaili is eating chal shabbos, boil nidus, whatever. Right? So he's not the chinas bonnet. So how will Shuva help? Basher Roshom, as he stands now, how will help? The pshat is, why does Shuva help? So there's a famous word from the Rebbe Baruch of Mezhbuz in Butzila Denahira, where he says, the Pasuk says, until them, Uid ma'at ve'en rosha v'spinanto mekabe v'enet. Every yid, asherhu, every yid has a nitzus of kedusha, and there's a bechin of ma'at, where there's no maga nochri, he always remains pure, and you can't pollute, defile, and sully that pintle yid that every yid has, because the nesham is part of the Eibishter, and the Eibishter is ugh. Yeah, and that's not the Belzer. Special Belzer Taitzer, but the same Avinezers, but Neis Hadesha. When a person dives in, Mima Makim Kuros Yichar Hashem. Hashem Shima Bekeret. What's Mima Makim? From the Uymek Halev, from that Bechina which is not Nifkum. And therefore, this was Emma's famous says, month of Elul, month of Tshuva. What is the month of Elul? The Sula. The Sula is the Indian of. It's not Shulet the Magen Nochri Ganol Mayin Chosum. That a goy, and that's how tshuva is affected, and therefore there's no tshuva for a goy. Let me try to be ma'aruch this a bit. I don't know much time. You remember there was a fellow called Esav Arosha, and he wanted to get the brachas from Yitzchak, and Yankov comes in surreptitiously dressed like Esav. Why did he dress up like Esav? What's going on here? Why did they? You may remember, like this whole story is like strange. Why the Mesav Vasiv and Mesav? That he tells Esav, Rivka overhears, and Yankov goes in with big day Esav, and he gets the brach. You remember when he goes in, he says, count up. How many times, I was saying that for Pichas Friedman, how many times do they say, Bini, my son, my son, my son? Eight. Take Petishko. Where else do you know someone who said eight times, Bini? Huh? Why eight times? Seven to take him out, to schlep him out, the seven Madurig Enim, and the eighth time to bring him together. Why did Yitzhak Avinu say eight times Bni? Because he thought, who's coming in? Esav. And he thought, with Yitzhak Avinu, the Chatzad Dekador, right? He didn't understand, he couldn't smell it, who Esav was, right? But he thought, Esav's fort, Aida Shekin, Jewish mother, Jewish father, Asher Alkein, he must have this Nekuda HaPlinis. So what did the Eibush do? Therefore he said 8 times B'ni. And the Eibush was Mesavis Sivis. Then who came in instead? Yankov. Why did Yankov have to come in to get the Brachos of Yitzchak dressed up like Esav? Says the Yismach Yisrael, B'shem Hezeda, the whole leader of Yitzchak, Vurka, because he wanted to be poil the Deiris Masi Ovesim in Lebanon, that even when a Yid is dressed up like Esav, the big day Esav, he's not going with the Shreimel and Weisses Oken. He's going, he looks like an Esav. From death's faith, and he should be able to be to tap into those Brachos. Right? That's the reason why the Gemara says, Lo Asid Lovi, the Eibishter will go to Avram Avinu, right? And say, Bonech Chotu. Avram Avinu will say, Yimoch Lakadosh Hashem. Yankiv, same thing. The Eibishter says, Lo Besabe, Taimel, Lo Bedar, Dekar, up. You can't trust the old people, the young people. Dafko, yes, Yitzchak, the same thing, Bonech Chotu. So Yitzchak says, Bonai, Veloi, Bonecha, right? Paul Galay Pelecha, Bustutzablo. Midas Achesed, Avram Avinu. Midas Arachlin Yankov Avinu. They can't be poil. Dafka Yitzchak Avinu, Midas Adin. Because Yitzchak said 8 times Bona, Bri, to be poil that even an Esav. So therefore, whatever Yid looks like, whatever Bechitzoin is, he got. This also answers another thing, but in this week's parish, remember the thing called the Keshes? After the Mabul Noyah comes out of the, yeah? The Keshes. And the Keshes is a simon of the Brisbane Eibush. Yeah? The Ramban asked the obvious glaring question. The idea of a Keshes is an Indian tiddy. If you take light, which is, right, and you put it in a prism, you see all the different colors come out. It's al derech zeh, when sunlight hits the diffraction, whatever. I'm not good at physics. I used to have a shear in the middle of my English studies. But when it's reflected in the clouds, it's whatever, you have normally a anan. You have a kesh. Hello? So what's the oispris? If it's a lechura, it's a maizibracious dilemma. Says the Ramban, Rabbeinu Bacharya, a murdering word. That the sunlight diffused, diffracted, or whatever the word is, from the anan, right, creates different colors. That's like an initiative for maizibracious. That wasn't established here in Noyah. But that Indian could too, of the colors of the rainbow, that the rainbow could be in one of two ways. It could be a rainbow going this way, a Keshes this way, or a Keshes with the feet upward. Hello? So you ask the Kasha, Loma Osa Hashem Kocho, that the Ois Bris of the Keshes is Dafka, the bow, the Keshes is feet downward. Because when you shoot a bow, but by the way, a Keshes is a symbol of there'll be peace and harmony and the world won't be destroyed. Lechura, in the world, Keshes is an armament. Like, hello? Like murder, killing, war, hello? Why should the Keshes? So the Ramban, the Ben Mechayim both bring in warfare, and amongst the Goyim in those days, when you want to say that we're at peace, brother, like we're everything is wonderful, you point the Keshes to yourself. You have the arrow, and you're putting the arrow in the thing. You point it in your way. So you have no negative, you're not harboring any negative thoughts to the guy opposite you. So what did the Eibush do for the Ois Bris? You have a Keshes, hello? And if you put the bow, then the bow is flying which way? Upwards or downwards? Upwards. What's pshat? The kits and nimrs. You remember, hello, that there is a pasuk that the Eibush took as a kanfei neshorim. Why? Because the nesher is not scared of anything because it flies higher than any other bird, but it's scared of the hunter or shoot, right? So he says, mutav sheyekones hachetz bi. Hello? Yeah? And in Mitzrayim, they were starting to shoot the avnei blisteroys, whatever. The Eibush says, mutav that yekones hachetz bi and not bebonei. Are these people absolutely stark raving mad? How in the world are you going to shoot a Keshes in the burial of Hashem? With no goof. What's going on here? It's a ridiculous thing in the world. Says the holy Maggid of Koshins, and Avodah Yisrael. Nothing else. We know that Bekriyas Yamsuf, the Sar, the Uzo, the Sar Shal Yam, whatever, came with a Taina, Samach Mem. Halal Oiv, the Avodah Zor, Halal Oiv, the Taina, the Kitru. What did the Eibishter say? You could be makatrik till you're blue in the face till the cows come home to roost. Hello? Mutav shiyakonnes achetzbi, you'll have shailus, you have questions, you have theological. Dave's, I'm willing to be suffered the. Right? Aber nicht in jüdische Kinder. Hello? So, at the oisbris of the keshes is you're shooting the arrow. The shailus, you'll ask to me, you'll reply. Aye, but it's a. Right? Because the emes is, this is the vort asher amarnu. Right? Oid ma'at vein rosho, there's a bechina from. Every yid has an inyan of kedusha. Who understands? Who appreciates the pnimius of yid? Not a goy, not even a yid. Sometimes, right? Not certainly not the malachim who don't know machshavas haadam. Dafka the eibishter is yodeya pnimius halev. I have no time to elaborate. Do you remember there is a hagodah shel Pesach? I don't remember Pesach a long time ago. Hello. And you remember the pastor who said in Parshas Bo Yivayok Yemir Alechem Bneichem Ma Avodes Lachem Vamartem Zevach Pesach Hu Lashem Asher Pesach Abotim Ben Yisrael Benoch Lizayim Abed Dil Veikara Om Veyishtach. Everyone bows down. Where are they bowing down? Says Rashi. It's Chalal Al Besuras Abonim. Hello. Which one of the four sons we're talking about here? The Rosh. Vayok Yemir Alechem Bneichem. Hello. Right. Why are you bowing down? Chavar Rosh for our son. Great. Shkoyach. Hello. You tear your hair out. No, what's the Vayikaron Vayishtachol the Surah Sabbonah Vazakin? Right? And what's that? And the pastor doesn't say whatever. The pastor says, tell him it's Zevach Pesach. And the pastor, no? Hello? What's the Zevach Pesach? Hello? He knows it's the current Pesach. No, he says, Ma'avoy Zez Lachem, Lachem Leloy. What's going on here? Right? And it's not the answer we say in our Agog, etc. Then Rashid, Pesach Ul Hashem, right? HaKorban, because called Pesach, Al Shem, what? Hadiluk Vapsicha. Shakodish Baruch medalik bote Yisrael mi bein bote Mitzrayim v'kuyfeitz mi Mitzri le Mitzri v'Yisrael be'em zanimle. And therefore, do your avodah. This Rashi is mole pili plois, which I'm not going to get involved in enough time. Right, what's going on here? There are people who are a tzaddikim b'chitzoynius b'pnimius. Hein b'machshav, hein b'lev, hein b'mais. There are shoyim. Then there are people. If you want to be like really give mussar. Right? We said dvash, dvash is gemachi musar. Right? Most of us, we really want to do the Ratzon Hashem, Kiloshna Gemara, right? Retain the last days, retain Echa, Abra, Mimakiv. Sir Shavifa, Vishiv Malchus. Right? We're in Golos, in the Yitzhara, Fazit Takop, whatever. Abra, if you look, with Beinanta al Mekoyma, the Yitzhara is this. Right? Asher al Kain, there's that shot by the Pesach Mitzrayim, the Abishtu is Medalig. From Mitzri, ben Mitzri, le Mitzri, abote ben Yisrael. The bias is what houses. The bias is the chitzonius of a person. The chitzonius, the batim weren't so holy, right? So Moshe said, "Don't leave Pesach beis yachutz. Sprinkle the dam ala mashkis v'tei mezuzas, which represent what? Avram is the mashkif, v'tei mezuzas is Yitzchak and Yankiv. I can't do a chazal say, right? Tie yourself up to chutz. Others, every yid, and Al Rebbe writes in Tanya, every yid, bim primius nafshay, is willing to be moisir nefek, like in the shevin, a kalshim bekalim, because he has Yerushim of Rami Tzinyankim. So, bim primius, every yid is good. The Abish, the Bechazli, is medalig on the Bote Yisrael, the Chitzonius, right? Not the, and that's pshat. When it comes to the Chochum, the Pasuk says, Vamartil. Right? You tell him. When it comes to the Tom, Vamartil, right? By the Rosh, it says, V'amartem. Who are you saying this? Yourselves. You have a kid who's never charopin, whatever. Right? You're going to tear your hair, jump off the roof, whatever. Name. Tell yourselves that the Abish of Mitzrayim was Peseach on the Chitmar Chitzoni of Yid, and he was Mestakel only in the Pnimius. That's not what you tell the kid. The kid needs a frat. The kid needs to be a wake-up call, to be shaken a bit. Right? Or you tell yourself and your wife when you're sitting there at the Seder and you want to tear your hair up. Right? That Devach Pesach Ul Hashem Asher Pesach, the Abish looks over the Chitzonius of Yid and he taps into the Pnimius. Oy bazoy, right? Vayikaram Vayishtach. That every Yid, wherever he gets lost somewhere in the way, but there's always hope, there's no Yush, right? Then you could give Shevach Vaydor to the Abish. And that is the Tshuva. Vayid, that is your Etzem, that's who you are. Therefore, you understand, starting with what we started, the parasha of Noach is the parasha of Yom Kippur, a parasha of Tshuva, and the Abish health in all the schools and parasha of Noach, and the Shef and the Bracha, Shemekuyim, Bonum, all called Yisrael.